The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and today we are finally back. I cannot express to you how excited I am to be sitting here talking to you guys. I feel like it's been a minute, and I'm actually doing a solo episode today. So it's just you and I. It has been very busy in our household, and it was one of those weeks where I thought, you know what? I think it'd be great for the two of us to just sit down. I have never done a solo episode before, and I still wanted to stay on track with the podcast. So it's just going to be you and me for this week's episode. So today, I thought we would dive a little deeper and talk more about fall fashion, specifically my fall capsule wardrobe, because someone left me, I think, a message or a comment asking if on the podcast I could talk about my fall capsule wardrobe a little bit more. And I thought this was a great idea because I know I've thrown it out there a bunch, but I wanted to actually talk about some concrete pieces that I've been loving now that we are well into October. I have been, you know, putting together outfits, and I wanted to share the pieces that I actually use. So I'm just so happy that the two of us could be together. I'm still going to start off with a pit and peak of the week. It's really weird not having a guest on because normally I'm, you know, introducing someone or I'm staring at somebody, but it's literally just me in my bedroom right now. And it's really funny because my desk is up against a mirror, so I'm literally looking at myself recording this podcast. But I have a little oat milk cappuccino that I made at home, and I hope that you guys are staying warm and cozy wherever you are. Here in Ohio, it has turned, we're past fall. We are in winter. It's been so cold the past few days and rainy, but it's such a vibe because the leaves are all on the ground from the rain, and I've just been enjoying living my best fall life. So I hope that you guys are doing the same, but I do think that it's going to be beautiful this weekend. So a pit and peak of the week. I don't really think that I have a huge pit for this week. I think just an overarching pit has been the technology on this podcast. I know I've said it a million times, but I did want to just apologize for the lack of consistency because I know that these episodes are supposed to come out on Mondays, but the other day I went to record and the software needed to be updated and then I didn't have enough room on my computer and then the microphones got disconnected during one recording session. So my mom is typically the one who is on the episodes with me, when nobody else is home. And you guys, I cannot. Anne is so busy, which is because it's the wedding and we are only 6 weeks away from the wedding. So it's full wedding mode. So she's at the florist this afternoon with Claire, which is very exciting. And she's a busy gal. So I thought I'm going to take this opportunity to just do an episode by myself. But I did just want to say that moving forward, we are going to get it together and I'm going to get back to my podcasting schedule because it is so amazing to hear when people are actually missing the podcast. I really do appreciate that. My peak for the week would probably have to be, what is my peak of the week? I mean, I feel like it's been such a stellar week. This weekend, I'm actually going to Chicago and I'm visiting some college friends. friends. It's my friend Caroline's birthday this weekend, so we are all meeting in Chicago to celebrate her. I was there about a month ago with my high school friends, and it was so much fun, so I'm excited to be back there. And she also lives in Lincoln Park, so it's just going to be great to have like a little college friend reunion. I feel like it's been long overdue, and I haven't seen Caroline since I graduated, and then some of the other girls I haven't seen since the summer. So I'm all packed and ready to go, which is good. I'm actually ahead of schedule when it comes to that, because typically I'm like last minute, not even last minute, it's more like the night before I physically put the things in my suitcase. But I did that yesterday, so it's a really good feeling. I went and got my nails done today. I did like this yummy chocolate brown. So I'm sitting here as I'm recording the podcast, I'm actually tanning. So yes, this weekend is going to be super fun. I'm not sure what our plans are going to be, but I think just go out to dinner, go out to brunch, shop, catch up, talk, get coffee, the usual type thing, and just have a little reunion. So that would probably be my peak of the week, and I will be sure to like do a full little recap next episode, but definitely stay up to date on my Instagram stories if you guys want to see details from this weekend. But now we're going to head into the fall capsule wardrobe, because I feel like as I was packing, since I'm just taking a carry-on, and since I've, the past few trips in September, I just had to take a carry-on, I feel like I was doing a really great job, tooting my own horn, of packing with intention. So using basics that can be reworked in different ways. And I definitely did that for this trip and the previous trips as well. So when you're curating and putting together a capsule wardrobe, I feel like you need to look at what you do the most and choose pieces that work the best. So if you are someone who goes into the office, I would definitely focus your capsule wardrobe around pieces that you can wear both in the office, but also on the weekends. If you're someone who works from home a lot, see how you can incorporate, you know, more loungewear, sweater pieces then to work on the weekends as well. I think that's like my biggest advice. I wanted to go through my favorite pieces in my capsule wardrobe. So the first thing that I think everyone needs is a basic black turtleneck. This goes without saying. You can wear this a million different ways. This will take you all the way through March. And I think investing in a nice, it doesn't even have to be that nice. Honestly, the one that I pull the most, the black turtleneck that I wear the most, am I even still recording? What is going on? Okay, yeah, we're still here. The black turtleneck that I would say I wear the most is from Zara. They have phenomenal pieces. And as we all know, obviously that goes without saying, but the black turtleneck has like 3 gold buttons on the sleeve. So definitely search for that. And I think that year after year, they come back and in stock, which is fantastic. Obviously J. Crew, Madewell, Nordstrom, Target, you can pretty much find a black turtleneck anywhere. The second basic that I would recommend in my capsule wardrobe is a nice pullover. And I right now am picturing the one that I got this season from Target. It's a oatmeal cable knit quarter zip, and it looks like you could get it from J. Crew. I mean, obviously I know J. Crew has like beautiful cashmere zip ups, but the one from Target I think was around $30, and I've already worn it so many times with jeans, with joggers for loungewear. You could dress it up with a brown skirt. I think that the options are unlimited. So that would be my second, is just to have a nice zip up. I always gravitate towards the color oatmeal, but I think that, I feel like I'm shouting. I need to like, woo. I've had 3 cups of coffee before this, and so I am wired. Okay, the third piece in your capsule wardrobe that I think is a must is an open cable knit cardigan. So we have a cable knit zip up. Cardigans are obviously huge, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But I think having an open cable knit cardigan, so no buttons, no zipper, something that is just, you know, fully open and you can kind of just wrap around yourself is key. You can just pair this with a basic white, black, gray t-shirt underneath. Specifically, the one that I have in mind is also from Target. It's a rich chocolate brown, and it's super flattering. I wore it with a black plain t-shirt, some flare jeans, and a brown belt and some booties, and it was so easy to put together and really comfortable. Leading into the next item in your capsule wardrobe, I would recommend a V-neck neutral cardigan with buttons. We all kind of have seen these. You can get them in so many different colors. The one that I have specifically is from J. Crew. This one is really, really soft, and it's also great to wear around your shoulders if you love that like layering look. And I just think it's super flattering on everyone. So having an open cardigan and then having a V-neck neutral cardigan with buttons, like those 3 buttons, I think is a great option. The next item is just a basic basic cream sweater. I think that this goes without saying. The one that I have in mind is from J. Crew. It's like ribbed and it's just a nice pullover cream sweater. You could do a million different things with it. The next thing that I would recommend is a navy and white striped sweater. I purchased mine this year from Zara. It's that sweater that I feel like everyone has been wearing. I always see it on TikTok. It's a little bit more oversized, which for me is nice because I think it's good to have different size options of sweaters. And I've been loving wearing it with a pair of black pixie pants from J. Crew. That is also another capsule wardrobe. Must have would be just a great pair of black pants. I think specifically the J. Crew pixie pants, they're an elevated version of a legging because they have an exposed zipper on the back. So you could actually wear them to work. I've worn them with a little kitten heel. You could wear it with a tennis shoe. You could wear it with a loafer. Back to the navy and white striped sweater. I definitely think that that's a must. Next up, I have a navy zip up cardigan. Mine's specifically navy and white striped. It's also from Zara, but I just think having navy pieces in your wardrobe. Personally, I love navy, so I'm going to continue that throughout the fall and winter season. But I think having a zip up version is also key. Next, I would say having a long cardigan is also great. We've talked about having an open cardigan, a V-neck cardigan with buttons, but now a long open cardigan with buttons or without buttons, I think is also fantastic. And the one that I have in mind is from Theory. It's more of a gray color and it's piped in black. It's a classic piece that I pull out year after year, and it's actually great for all seasons. Okay, the next favorite of mine for, this is more for a dressier look. You can wear this to dinner. You could wear this going out. You could probably even wear this going into the office. That would be a sleeveless black turtleneck sweater. Okay, so many options with this. The one that I have in mind specifically is from Veronica Beard, and it has a little peplum. So personally, on my body, peplum tops are very flattering because they give me shape. I love a sleeveless sweater with a turtleneck. I think it is such a good look on everybody. And like I said, mine's from Veronica Beard, so it's a little bit more higher end. However, I just received, it was gifted to me from Somersault, but it's a little bit more reasonably priced, a sleeveless black sweater with a turtleneck as well. So the options are out there. I know H&M, Target, places like that would probably also have it. But what's great about a sleeveless black sweater with a turtleneck is, how many times can I say this? You could wear it with like a leather pant and a heel. You could wear it with just black pants and go for like an all black look. If you go into the office, you could put a long sleeve white shirt underneath it. And now it's more daytime and you don't have like your arms exposed, but it's cuter than just wearing like a black sweater or a white shirt. I think it adds a little bit more depth and I'm a huge fan of it. And as I'm looking at this picture right now, because I have a little list, I'm considering bringing it to Chicago this weekend because I seriously love it so much. Okay, my next fall capsule wardrobe favorite is a striped Oxford. Specifically, the one for this season is from J. Crew, and it has a little white collar and white cuffs. I wore this in New York City. If you watch my vlogs, you can probably picture it. I wore it traveling and it is a little bit more cropped, but I think just a striped Oxford in general, you can do so many things with it because you can layer it under those cream sweaters and cardigans that I talked about earlier. You could also pair it with a scarf and accessorize it a million different ways. Leading into more button downs and Oxfords, I also think just a white button down in general should always be in your capsule wardrobe, but for this season specifically, I just got a ruffle collared button up from J. Crew, and I like it because it adds a little bit more playfulness. I've worn this under a sleeveless cream sweater, almost like a jumper. You can wear it by itself. I also think it looks great under blazers if you go into the office, and even if you're like going to grab drinks with gals, you could just like leave it kind of more tousled, if you will, tuck one side in and kind of pop the collar, and I think it's a great look. My next capsule wardrobe favorite would be a tweed jacket. I remember last year we purchased a bunch of these and wore them frequently, but I feel like this season particularly we have noticed the tweed jacket coming in a bit more. I have one from Mango, which is like brown. It's not a houndstooth, but it's like a houndstooth checkered look, and it's fabulous. It has gold buttons, and I just wear it with that black turtleneck, a pair of black pants, and then a kitten heel, and it's sensational. And then I would also say a brown classic skirt you can't go wrong in your capsule wardrobe. I mean, you can wear it with the black turtleneck that I mentioned earlier and some sheer or opaque tights, and then any type of shoe you have. You could also wear it with the open cardigan or the V-neck cardigan with buttons. You could wear it with a sleeveless black sweater. I think having a brown skirt that fits you well is key. And if you're ever in a pickle and you don't know what to wear, that's typically what I'm going to grab. Continuing on with the trouser department, I mentioned a pair of pixie pants. A skirt obviously is key. A nice pair of dress black pants. I have a lot of different thoughts when it comes to this. Obviously, you could, you know, go the J. Crew route. They have great work pants. I recently just purchased a pair of Alice and Olivia dress pants that I wore to my Tiffany photo shoot. Definitely a dress pant. Like, they are so flattering, especially for me, because I have longer legs that don't really have much shape. And so I felt like the pant gave me shape, and it's great with a heel. But if you're looking for a little bit more, like one step down, I would recommend Theory has really great black pant options. And then obviously jeans go without saying. Specifically this season, I've been loving flare jeans. But you know, sometimes I want a little bit more of a straight leg, or I want a bit of a skinnier, like, boyfriend jean. So, you know, whatever jean you feel. And then my last pant recommendation for your fall capsule wardrobe would be a corduroy of some sort. I personally like a white corduroy just because I'm obsessed with white pants. And so I need to find, like, a fall and winter option so I can keep wearing white pants and have it be acceptable. So a white corduroy, I think, is so cute because they look really nice with cream sweaters. I also have a pair of forest green corduroys, which are great for the fall, and then obviously you can transition that into the holiday season. So those are my thoughts on the pants. And now for jackets, there's so many different routes you can go in the jacket department, but I just wanted to break it down to two jackets in particular that I think are timeless and I know will not go out of style by next season. I mean, depending on the elements of where you live, if you need a parka, if you need a vest, and what have you. I personally love my navy barber quilted jacket. I actually got this back in high school, and Nordstrom sells them online, as well as obviously Barber, but I wear this year after year, and I love having a navy quilted jacket. I think that that's key, and I'm so happy that, like, back in high school, whenever I picked this out, that I chose navy, because then the cuffs are just a nice, subtle plaid. It's a little bit sportier, I feel like, the barber jacket, sorry, lost my train of thought, even though it's just me. The navy barber jacket, I feel like, is more sporty and more outdoor vibes. And then on the other side of that, on the other spectrum, I also would say a quilted black jacket of some sort. Specifically, the one that I have is from Burberry. You do not need to go and buy a Burberry jacket. This was a Christmas gift to me last year. However, I think having a nice, fitted, dressier black jacket, maybe with a quilt, is so lovely. And so having, like, a nice navy jacket that's a little bit more casual, and then having a dressier black jacket that's not a parka, that's not like a statement coat, just your everyday, you can wear it to work, you could wear it out with out to dinner with your family. Those are the two jackets that year after year I always pull out, gravitate towards, and I know if I'm going on a trip, they are going to go with my outfit. So I think that that is super, super key. And then for shoes, you know, there are so many different shoes that I've been loving over the years, but I think that for a capsule wardrobe in particular, a brown leather boot is, you can't go wrong with it. And the ones that I have in mind are from J. Crew. They hit around my knee. They have a nice little chunky block heel, nothing too crazy. They're not loud when you're, like, walking down the hallway. And you can wear them under jeans. You can wear them with skirts. You can wear them with dresses. So the options are endless with that. I always recommend a good Veja. Those are my favorite shoes for the fall time. I like that they come in different styles. I personally just have them in the black. And I think that they always are, they always get the job done. I don't have to worry about the Vejas not holding up for me, especially once you break them in. I know we talked about this previously. I feel like I'm talking really fast. I need to, like, simmer. It's just because I've had all this coffee and I'm so excited about my... Am I still recording? Hold on. Yes, we are still recording. Okay, so I do love a good Veja. I feel like you can't go wrong with that. For a dressier shoe, I just like a classic kitten heel. You know, just black, white, black and white. I just got a pair from Amazon that are tan, and then they have a black tip, and I think they're so cute. Personally, this season I've been into cowboy boots, so I would also recommend a black cowboy boot, a suede cowboy boot, anything of that nature. And then loafers. We cannot forget about, I mean, fall in a shoe is loafers. Sam Edelman, I would say right now, would probably be the best place to get a pair of loafers that are comfortable and that will hold up really, really well. I've had a nice pair from last year that I've worn like literally in the rain. I don't know why. I wore them all the time last year. And now they kind of look cool because they almost look like worn in. And everyone always thinks they're Gucci. And I'm like, they're not Gucci, but that's a good compliment. So definitely a loafer of any sort, specifically brown, I think is, you can't go wrong. And it's going to go with, you know that it will go with anything no matter what. And they're comfortable too. It's, you have to make sure that they're comfortable or else you're not going to wear them. So those were my thoughts on my fall capsule wardrobe. Hopefully this was helpful in some way. And I'm just so happy that I could talk about this. Just you and I this week. It's just the two of us. I also went to H&M yesterday. It was kind of like a panic run because I wanted a few things for Chicago this weekend. You guys, I found some great pieces from H&M, just from my local H&M. So I'm definitely looking to do a haul. And I got some really great, they were actually a return, the guy said. They're just leather black booties, but the way that they fit me is not, they don't look chunky. They don't look like over the top. It's just like a nice classic. I think it's actually from their, he said their higher end H&M line, but it was a return, so it was in store. So I definitely got lucky with that. So if you want me to do an H&M haul, I can definitely do that at some point. But I don't even know how long I've been talking with you all, but this was pretty much all I had on the agenda for this week. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I know it was maybe a bit shorter and it was just the two of us, but I hope you guys still had fun. And be sure to follow me on my socials this weekend for all the Chicago content. And I promise we're going to get back on our schedule. And be sure to follow my Bose and Company Instagram for updates regarding the podcast. Thank you all so much for listening this week. I hope you guys are having a great day. Always thinking of you. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye everyone.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No